Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful Thursday, December 6, 2018. Hope you folks are having a good night. Enjoying the nice, cool weather if you're on the East Coast. Hope you got some good weather if you're in the South and on the West Coast. Hopefully you are dodging out those fire storms out West. I don't know what's going on out there. All that burning of the trees. But hope everybody's good. Hope y'all having a good time. Please excuse the sniffling. Boy, fighting the cold, man. Sucks. I don't know what happened, yo. Just getting old, yo. I swear, as you get older, dumb shit bothers you, like grass. Like, when you're a kid, you're not allergic to grass. You just go outside, you play, you have fun. And one day you get older, you cut the grass, and next thing you know, you can't breathe for 4 weeks. The worst thing in the world. And I swear allergies only used to happen in the spring and the summer. I don't know how people get allergies in the fall. Dumbest shit in the world. But anyway, enough about that, man. Hope you guys are good out there, guys and girls. If you ever want to hit the offer and up, feel free to call us 929-477-3975. You can always hit me on Twitter at Beach Bum Gun, on Facebook at Beach Bum Gun 2Ns. On Instagram at Beach Bum Gun 2Ns. Holla at me. Let me know you want to come on in. Oh, man. Shit. PG's trying to call in, but she's having technical difficulties. So it just be me and you for a little while. So, you know, I hope you guys are getting ready for Christmas, man. Christmas is two damn weeks. And once folks start calling in, I want to ask, like, what's your Christmas traditions? Because I really just look forward to watching National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and Bruce Leroy. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why, but I feel like Bruce Leroy is a Christmas movie. The Last Dragon is a classic. I feel like there's no better time to watch it than when your kid ain't got school. You know, you off, you run around cleaning up, you know, getting ready for Santa. You don't want to show enough in Bruce Leroy and watch, you know, the Axis and the what's the other powers? The Axis powers and the, I used to be good at history, too. History is one of those things I was fascinated about because this shit was just nuts, yo. It's a lot of bad decisions. That's why I appreciated Michelle Obama's comments this week that said she was at the table with some of the most, with the most powerful men in the world, and they ain't that bright. Or she said they ain't that smart, and I believe it, yo. I truly believe it. But PG finally called in. Let's check to see how the homie PG is doing. PG, what up?
What's up?
Not much.
I made it.
I was worried about
not
you.
Not bad.
I didn't think he was coming back after. You had a rough week last week. I didn't think he was coming back.
I did have a rough week. I did.
How was this week? Things getting better?
I wouldn't know. Still curving him. I told him we should talk, though.
That's a shame. I mean, he took out your trash, hooked you up.
Okay, well, he took out my trash today.
You know what you sound like? See, this is the problem with the women's movement. Women have all these demands, want to be equal. Y'all ain't shit just like men. If a man says, hold on, let me finish.
I am single and exercising my options.
Let me just finish. If a man was like, yeah, shorty's all right. She does a lot for me, but, you know, she ain't as pretty as I like. Y'all would talk terrible about him. Y'all would say he was shallow. He was a horrible man. But y'all do the same thing.
I'm single and exercising my options.
Well, I hope your options work out for you. But like I said, I got a package coming to you. I actually need your address once we get off of this. I got a package coming for you. I got some things shot to me, you know. And I'm gonna send them up to you. Hopefully, you know, things work out.
Hopefully, so, things will be looking up.
I hope so for you. Hey, so Christmas is in a couple weeks. You ready?
My birthday is in 11 days.
Oh, man, you are one of those weird December birthdays.
Yep.
I forgot about
weird,
that.
You mean I share a birth month with Jesus?
Well, Jesus wasn't born in December. And I want to get into that because Christmas is a total sham.
Well, we recognize me and Jesus this month.
Okay. and that's my beef for Christmas. But we'll get into that. I got a big beef for Christmas and all these people who like Jesus is the reason for the season, because no, he's not. but we'll get into that. So birthday in 11 days. Man, yo, where's the party at? I didn't get invited to a party.
I don't know that it is going to be one. It might be like a brunch or a dinner, something slight.
Yeah, something light, something chill.
Yeah.
Man, you're going to be like 40, ain't you?
Shut up, 36.
God, I forgot you're younger than me. You're one of my few friends that are actually younger than me. I'm used to always being the youngest. I think you and Black.
Yeah.
I think y'all the only friends I have that are younger than me.
Yeah, because me and him are about the same age.
And Veronica. Veronica's younger than me.
Yes.
So, but I really don't count you. I really don't count them because, like, I'm talking about people who I came in the same grade with. Like, me and you walked into college the same time. And the fact that you were
there before me, though.
I thought we walked in. What year did you go to college? 2000?
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought you were there in 99. 99 was a blur for me. 99 was rough. So we were in the same English class in 2000. Man, I was in the English class with an underclassman. That's pretty terrible. I was always bad at English, though. I was never good at English. Great at math. Never good at English, so. And I still appreciate you helping me get through my English class.
No problem.
So big party. So, you know, you and Jesus got y'all birthdays. You know, he was born, you was born. You know, I mean, what you talking about? You going to do like a bush tour? You going to take a train? You know what I mean? It was really good.
No, I'm just going to get myself some presents.
Do you still get birthday
girls.
Presents? Your dad probably still gives you. Do you still get birthday presents?
Yeah. Well, my mom gives me birthday presents. My dad gives me money.
Your dad still gives you money?
I get money for Christmas, too.
Yeah. Can your dad be my dad? I don't have a dad anymore. You know, I didn't even get nothing to my dad's death, let alone for my birthday. I can't believe you still get. Actually, I guess I can, because my mom still pays for my sister's phone bill, which I think is preposterous.
My dad pays for my phone bill, too.
Shut the fuck up.
Yep.
You are a highly successful woman.
Yep.
I ain't going to put all your stats out there, but you're doing big things in the world.
Yep, and he knows that.
Why is your dad paying your cell phone bill?
because he's doing bigger things to me.
That doesn't matter, y'all. Both doing big things. That's highly disrespectful.
No, it's not.
I need to get you, you know, call your dad on three-way. I need to get him on the show.
No, don't be messing up what I have going. And any vacation we go on, he's paying too.
Well, that I can understand. You know, I understand how parents are where, you know, when it comes to vacation. Because my mom and my dad, they would do a lot of that. If they going out, they go on vacation, they want me to come. They're like, oh, we'll pay for this, we'll pay for this. And usually I'm like, no, because my parents ain't got no money. But I can understand that. But there's no reason your parents, your dad should be paying for your phone bill.
So
you're almost 40.
So he puts up numbers, and, I mean, he can do it. He doesn't mind. If he asks me for money, because, you know, I just happen to be on a family plan, which my phone gets charged to that monthly too. But if he asked me for money or reminded me or something like that, I would definitely give him money. But
yeah.
I think he just likes to do stuff like that. And, like, when I say, you know, he pays for vacation, that's for, like, me, both my sisters, my brother-in-law, my nieces, my nephews.
Your brother-in-law?
Yeah. He gets money for his birthday and Christmas, too.
Now, okay. Can I ask a personal question?
What?
What type of money is your brother-in-law getting?
The same as me.
Does that offend you?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you're cool with that. Cause
No, not at all.
I find my dad.
I mean, we're just like, people always call us like the Cosbys or the Black Griswolds. You know, like if I say I'm running down to the Hanabi place to get sushi, they all might be like, let's all go, and we go out to dinner like on the weekends. I don't know if you've ever seen like my snaps or posts, like we go to the movies, we all go eat like 10 deep.
Yeah, I tried to use Snapchat, and I don't understand it. It doesn't have any buttons.
It took me a real long time to get hip with Snap, and I'm still not that good.
I don't understand it. I stopped going on there.
I just want everybody to stick with Facebook and Instagram because I can't learn any new technology.
Look, Instagram bothers me, too. I don't even know how to share a post on Instagram.
Yeah, I just screenshot it.
Man, that's crazy, yo. I think I'd be pissed. You know, I was pissed when my grandmom started sending my wife money for her birthday, and I realized she was getting the same amount as me. Like, that's fucked up. Yeah, I've been around
that's
way
petty.
Longer than her. Huh?
That's petty. Your family accepted her, you know, as part of their family, not an in-law.
Well, they didn't have a choice. If I married her, they got to accept it.
Well, a lot of families don't.
Well, that's weird families. There's a lot of weird people out there. Like, I mean, I can understand. Okay, but it also depends on the person. Because anybody who knows me know I'm not going to marry anybody that's just out of their mind, even though I think my wife is crazy. But I'm not going to marry anybody who's like a detriment to the family. So if that's the wife I'm choosing and I'm not asking y'all for no money or nothing, then y'all all need to be nice to her and be respectful. Because I have a lot of female cousins, and they're dickheads.
I was about to say, like, I am that female cousin because I have a lot of male cousins.
See, that shit is fine when you're young. But when you get older, you start talking about age. Like, I'm in my 30s, yo. I need you to chill out because I'm trying to make this work and trying to get a kid. Like, you got to understand, like, there's no point in being a jerk to somebody's boyfriend or girlfriend.
I'm not a jerk unless, like, you know, I have a reason to be. Or, I don't know, there's a lot of women out here, like, with some, that move funny with some strange motives, too.
But until you know that, you shouldn't judge them.
I agree.
And women are lonely out here. You should be supporting any woman that's lucky enough to find somebody who cares about them. Especially
I know, it's rough out here. I got, with me and a lot of single homegirls. good ones too. Cute, successful, smart.
Which is why I always say that Mormonism is the way to go. Like,
Don't you gotta share a husband with somebody in that?
Yeah, like I tell my wife all the time, she should welcome me getting another wife. Because that'd be like a girlfriend, so you can have another friend to hang out with. Because most females, once they get into a relationship, lose touch with their friends. Like, women should want more wives around. It helps with the house cleaning. You bring another income in there. Especially if they're, like, they're successful.
No, I'm good.
And when it's cold, y'all can snuggle together because no man really likes to snuggle. Like, in these cold winter months, when the heat's on, like, nobody wants to snuggle. Y'all, it gets hot. So
I have heard that before. I don't care. If you my man, you're going to snuggle with me.
Yeah,
until you try to think I'm asleep and push me off.
That's terrible. It gets hot. Yeah. You start sweating. Maybe I just need to lose weight. I don't know. So we already established that you get money. I can't believe you. I got to talk to your father. I can't believe he pays for your phone bill. The money thing for Christmas, for holidays, that's his money. He can do what he wants. But, yo, man, you need a phone in your name, yo. You too old not to have a phone in your name.
I did have a phone in my name, and once I realized that both my sisters were on the family plan, I canceled it and got on the family plan, too.
Oh, you was hating, yo.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, okay. Well, at least you're honest about it.
I mean, like, I'm hardworking and everything, but I'm still real spoiled.
Oh, I know you're spoiled. Terrible, terrible. So, Christmas, what you got planned for Christmas?
Christmas is mostly going to be about the kids. Like, you know, family, go over my family's house, open presents with the kids, eat real good again.
So what is your Christmas, like, ritual? What does your family always do?
We always put up the Christmas tree, which we did, like, last week. Everybody comes over for that. It's a huge tree. It takes, like, 3 or 4 men to carry. Like, we decorate it and listen to Christmas songs and then eat and watch a game. On Christmas Day, you know, basically everybody comes over, eats, watches the game. But the crazy thing is, that's what we do every Sunday anyway, so it's not really, like, any different.
So y'all got to...
Everybody lives here, so, like, you know, no one's really traveling. What about you? Are you going away for Christmas?
Nah, I'll be here. Yeah, once you get kids, y'all, ain't no point in traveling for Christmas. But our Christmas tradition is a little different. I get the house together. I let the boy open his gifts, and then I'll make him watch The Last Dragon. Then after The Last Dragon,
go ahead.
Finish watching Bruce Leroy and Shona. I make him watch A Christmas Story. Then after The Christmas Story, we watch National Anthem's Vacation. And then after that, then we usually sit down and watch basketball.
That sounds horrible.
What do you mean it sounds horrible?
The Christmas Story is a terrible movie.
Yeah, it's the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
And the only National Lampoon's movie that's good is the Vegas one.
Fucking false. You are absolutely false. You're out of your mind if you don't think Christmas Vacation is a classic.
No, Vegas is the only good one.
Yo, hold on. Have you ever seen the Christmas Vacation one?
Yes, but not more than once because I don't remember it being good.
Yo, you got to sit down.
I also don't like The Christmas Story.
Okay, let's take this down one at a time. Christmas Vacation is top 30, 40 comedy of all time. It's not top 10, it's not top 20, but it's in your top 50. Like, there's so many classic moments.
What are you ranking that along with? Like, you would say that's right up there with, like, what?
What, a Christmas vacation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I'm going 30 or 40, I'll say it's up there. So I want a funny movie. So, like, to me, Animal House was good, but Animal House wasn't great. So I would put it up there. I'd say it's up there with, like, Van Wilder. I say it's up there with, like, Toy Story. It's funny. Like I said, it's not all the way through funny, but it's a good movie. It's a funny movie.
We're going to have to agree to disagree on that.
But you haven't seen it, so your opinion is mud.
I did see it once. Didn't the Christmas tree fall off the car or something?
No, see, you're terrible. Yo, Chevy Chase is a legend. His Uncle Eddie pissing in the sewer and causing an explosion. You got the chick from Seinfeld in there. Yo, it's a classic movie. You got to sit down and watch Christmas Vacation this year. Just give it another shot. Get a couple drinks in you. Wait till that night.
Have you seen the Vegas one, though?
Oh, yeah, the Vegas one's good. It's funny.
And you think that the Christmas one is better?
Yeah. They're on the same lines, though. They're not too far different. Like, I wouldn't say it's way funnier than the Vegas one, but I wouldn't say Vegas isn't as funny. But, they're both funny movies to me.
What does your son think about this Christmas lineup? Isn't he busy trying to play with his Christmas stuff?
Julius? This year he's going to go crazy for what I got him, but, you know.
Can you tell us?
No, because he's right next door, so if he hears it, he's going to go crazy. He's going to run out his room, and he'll probably cuss at me and be like, what did you just say? So I can't get out of that. So he's going to go crazy. So let's go back to A Christmas Story. You don't think A Christmas Story is a good movie?
No, you'll shoot your eye out, okay.
With the Red Rifle BB gun. The Red Rider, Red Rider Rifle BB gun? It was classic that the dogs run in there and take the turkey. They had to chill with the Chinese people on vacation. Yeah, that was the first, like, white family where shit didn't work out for them.
I don't know. It's just not something I want to watch every year.
When Ralph and Little Brother.
Now I realize I'm in the minority with that.
Like, what Christmas movie do you watch? Well, first of all, have you ever seen It's a Wonderful Life?
No.
Oh, funniest Christmas. One of the funniest Christmas movies. And I don't think it's supposed to be funny. But dude is.
I was about to say, I don't think that's a comedy.
I don't think it's supposed to be either. And the wife was like, yo, you got to watch it. She cries all the time on it. I was like, yeah, I'll watch it. Yeah, it is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. This dude is a jerk throughout the entire movie, and it is phenomenal.
I'm into any made-for-TV romantic comedy Christmas movie. I'm talking Lifetime Channel, Hallmark Channel, Netflix, Ion, all of that.
That's why you have a man problems. You know, I don't want this shit. Who wants to watch Lifetime Christmas movies?
The Santa Claus old movies are good.
With Tim Allen? That racist
Republican?
Nah, I'm good on him now. He lost me with Tim the Tool Man Taylor. We got
beef. Those movies are so funny.
I've never seen The Santa Claus, to be honest. So I can't really judge it. So do you
and Lord Julius need to watch on Christmas?
I don't think we'll have enough time. Too much basketball coming on.
Home Alone.
Have you ever seen it? You know, I've seen Home Alone. I didn't think it was that good.
What?
I thought it was okay. Like, when it came out when we were younger, it was great. But now that I'm older and I rewatch it, I'm like, ah, it ain't. Like homie's battle skills is up. And it's kind of, like, I'd be worried about him if that was my kid. Like, I'd be proud he survived, but he's probably going to turn into a serial killer. Because he's way too experienced. But, you know, so Home Alone was all right. But, I mean, what about Elf?
Elf is hilarious.
Okay. So you like Elf. What other Christmas movies is out there? You watch the Peanuts Christmas movie?
No.
Do you think that, were you buying into all that when they said the Peanuts movie was racist, the Thanksgiving one?
No, I didn't even really bother to read why they said it was racist. Is it really racist or is it not?
They said that. Well, they said, well, it depends whose internet story you believe. I read both of them. They're like, yo, he was sitting at a table by himself. Because, you know, you're talking about back in the day. This is late 60s, early 70s. So you're talking about segregation. You know, they had him segregated, the little black peanut boy. But other people are saying, no, he was trying to bring, Charles Schulz was trying to bring awareness to the issues of segregation. That's why he put a black character in his cartoon. And put them at separate stuff so he could see, so he could show people how it was crazy, how, you know, terrible it was. I'm like, yo, man, y'all. Like, I get why people look deep into things, but in my old age, I'm just not going to stress over it. If it doesn't seem like it's blatant to me, then I'm just not going to stress over it.
Mm-hmm.
My kids don't.
Yeah,
I don't
really know if I follow that one as to be racist.
Yeah, it's rough. So do you put up Christmas lights at your crib, or are you just doing it at your
pocket? I don't do lights. I did a tree.
You did a tree? You got, like, one of those little mini trees?
No, it's a good-sized tree. I'll send you a picture, and I have, like, sparkly ornaments. I have wine bottle ornaments, a shoe.
A shoe?
A pink sparkly high-heel shoe.
As an ornament?
Ornament, a donut ornament.
I thought you just had a shoe in your Christmas tree. So,
no.
Is it a real tree or is it a fake tree?
It's a fake tree.
Oh. All right. Now, do you do Christmas pictures?
No. With who?
Your family. You put up a whole Christmas tree with your family.
I mean, we always say we are, and then we never really get around to it.
Now, when you see
other y'all doing Christmas pictures?
We never do pictures, y'all. First of all, I'm just not that type of human being. And second of all, if the wife doesn't ask me to take a picture, then we'll never. Like, if me and her got divorced, there's not too many pictures around that people like that would telegraph like our time together. Like, there's our wedding pictures. That's about it. It's a couple of Instagram.
Y'all may want those pictures when you get older.
Why? We all just going to get dementia. Ain't going to remember them.
That's why you need the pictures, unless you'll be in the nursing home talking to her like one of the other greatest movies of our time, The Notebook.
The who?
The Notebook.
No, what's that about?
If you've never seen The Notebook, you need to watch it this weekend immediately.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of romantic comedies because it's all fake.
It's not
like,
a comedy, it's romantic.
Is it funny?
No.
I'm not watching a serious romantic movie because it's terrible too.
It's long too.
Because romance doesn't make sense. You know what romance is? Just chalking up life to deal with each other. All that. Why do you take the deep breath?
Because you are like the softest person ever. Like, you wouldn't know it to listen to you talk, but you're like sensitive. So I find it hard to believe that you are not romantic to your wife in your own way.
I shouldn't take offense to that. But I do, So explain to me how I'm soft.
And you are soft and sensitive.
How did you come to this conclusion? And you know
in touch with your, like, I don't know if you realize that, like, my very first college memory of you was your girlfriend at the time sitting on your lap saying, did you do something? And you were like, oh, like, you know, like, don't worry, I got it. You know, I told you I'm going to do it. I could probably call at least two other women and they will remember that too. That was like our first example of like a adult, sort of adult, like nice person and nice relationship. And we were like, aw.
Hold on. First of all, that's not being soft. If she asks me to do something for me in a relationship, I'm probably going to help her do it. That's not being soft.
Like, you might say it toughly, but at the heart of it, you're a marshmallow.
But what has made me a marshmallow? Because I don't Kareem Hunt women? It's like I start kicking women in Vegas hotels.
No, like, what is it that you think is romantic that, like, you're not down with?
No, I just don't like romantic movies because they're not real.
How are they not real?
Because love comes over time. Like, there's no, like, okay, when somebody, I was watching a movie, Cheryl made me watch Somebody Sent Me Mail, right?
You've got mail?
There you go. That one, right? So they're basically catfishing. Dude's basically catfishing and stalking this woman. And at the end, she starts crying in her blazer pants and was like, I was hoping it would be you. Like, no. You would be disappointed that someone's been talking to you for 6 months, that you've been talking terribly about someone to someone who you don't know on the internet for 6 months, and they didn't turn around and say, oh, yeah, that was me the entire time. That would make you furious. Any normal person would, that would make you furious, because you just realize you've been lied to for, like, the past 6 months.
Unless you're in love.
No, and you put me out of business. I don't have a job because of you. We're not going to have sex in tube socks now.
Love, like, this, overcomes all.
See, and that's fake in the movies because it doesn't. That's why we have divorce lawyers.
It does overcome all.
No, it
doesn't. When you love someone, you are willing to overlook and let a lot of things slide that you maybe normally wouldn't.
That's true, but it doesn't look like the movies. What it looks like is, I'm frustrated as hell, but I'm going to just let this go. What it looks like is, she's getting on my nerves, but maybe she'll have sex, so I just won't let it bother me tonight, even though it really bothers me. It doesn't look like, oh, I'm hoping it would be you. Let's hug and kiss. No, it just means she's getting on my goddamn nerves, but I haven't had sex in a while, so I'll chalk up being mad for some cheeks.
I think you and your wife could star in your own version of a romantic comedy, and it would be good.
She would hate me. She hates me now. She hates me now. If we had a reality TV show, I think it would be extremely entertaining. But as soon as she saw the replay, she would be always mad at me. She don't like the way I talk to her now. She says I don't know how to talk to her. But I keep telling her I've been talking to everyone like this all my life. And she shouldn't be upset now. It's been like 10 years.
Well,
and she's already been seated, so she's got to chalk it up.
Or you could try to talk to her nicer.
I don't talk to her mean. Look, I tell my wife all the time. Like, all that, because, like, we have the dumbest arguments in the world. And, like, she'll say something to me, I'll say something back. And then, like, she'll get mad at me because I didn't do something or I didn't respond how she wanted me to respond. But then at the end of the argument, she'll say, well, I just didn't like your tone. And I'm like,
tone matters.
No, it does not. You can't.
Yes, it does.
Upset.
You can say what you mean without being mean. And all that, this is how I talk, this is how I am, this is how I always am. Look. The point of your marriage and relationship is to grow and become the best version of yourself. And maybe the best version of yourself has a better tone.
Or maybe you could be upset about something with substance and not just the inflections of someone's voice. Because
my parents argue over that all the time. I get on my dad all the time about his tone talking to my stepmom.
No, that's just that my problem. Don't be mad at how I say something. Be mad at what I said. Have some substance.
It's the tone.
You can't be mad at someone's inflection of a conversation.
The delivery definitely matters.
No, it doesn't, because if I said something to you the first time and you didn't listen, if I said it to you harsher, don't be mad because I said it to you harsher. I'm just trying to get you to understand what I'm saying.
It's not even about what you think. It's about how what you said made her feel. And you can't invalidate somebody else's feelings. You can't say you don't feel that.
No, that's absolutely true. But you can't tell me I'm wrong just because you don't agree. Or you shouldn't get upset just because you don't agree.
So what if instead of saying you're wrong, she said it would make me happy or I would feel better if you said this to me in a better tone, or it hurts my feelings when you speak to me in that tone? Are you still going to hit her with the, well, this is how I always talk?
No, I'd hit her with stop asking me dumb questions.
We just want to pray over you. Off ramp, I'm soliciting the prayer warriors.
Look, we made it longer than the Offset and Cardi B, yo, so we winning.
I woke up and I was shocked.
I'm not.
They split up.
You're shocked about that?
Yeah, I was a little surprised, but also I'm happy for her because I don't know how long of a career the Migos are going to have. I still can't tell them all apart.
I mean, they've been in the music industry for at least, 5, 6, 7 years?
Yeah, because I remember when that first song that they had came out, I was still going to the club at Park. And we asked the DJ to play it because we thought it was Rick Ross, and he was like, it's Migos. We were like, no, not the Migos. Rick Ross, hit her with the left, hit her with the right.
What club was this at?
Park in D.C.
Park in D.C. I don't think I've been there yet.
This one's 14th and K. Yeah.
Sure. Is that where your birthday party is going to be at?
My birthday is definitely not going to be a party like that.
That's whack, yo.
I'm too old. I just couldn't recover.
I'm not surprised about Offset and Cardi B. Look, when you live your relationship on the internet, I worry about all these kids on the internet. Look, I had to interview a girl today. She's fresh out of college. She couldn't be no more than 24 years old. And I was interviewing her for one of our lower accounting jobs. And she just couldn't. Like, she didn't want to look nobody in the eye. She kept playing with her fingers. And I understood she was nervous. But she walked in. She still had her headphones on her ears, like her little iPods in. And I was like, I'm pretty sure she doesn't think there's anything wrong with this. And I think this is actually a generational thing. I think I've finally witnessed a generational thing. Because she was really ready to do the entire interview with ear pods in.
That's unfortunate.
She ain't going to get the job, though.
No, are you going to talk to her, though?
See, and that's the other thing I hate about corporate structures. Because she works as a temp for us. And she actually does good work. I would love to sit her down and tell her what her problem is. But because I work for the government, unless I sit down with every single person we interview and give them the exact same treatment, I'm not allowed to respond to the interview.
You can't, yeah.
So, I mean, the bad thing is, I can't. Not to incriminate myself, but I mean, if you catch somebody out in the street and they ask you a question, can't nobody say nothing. But
right.
And then I would love to pull her to a side like, yo, man, you're actually pretty talented. I mean, she's a quiet girl, but, you know, she's smart, and she's going to be a successful accountant one day. But, I mean, I just want to get her in the door Christmas. You just, these kids, man, these kids are retarded, man.
Yeah, like, it's not only that, but, like, you know, I feel like they're already at a disadvantage because everybody kind of looks at them with a side eye when they hit the door. But, like, I don't know. I feel like they don't have people talking to them and helping them.
I'm telling you, did we talk about this theory last week? I have a theory that most of these kids are on ADHD because of Viagra.
What?
So, because Viagra is so readily given out now, right? And all these people, all these men are taking Viagra, right? And they're still shooting up the club up. So just like with anything, you know, if you got medicine in your bloodstream, it affects, you know, if you got medicine, it affects everything. So I firmly believe when you get the Viagra sperm to the egg, it makes kids retarded. I don't know if that's medically right. Oh, I promised the wife I'll stop saying retarded. But I don't know if that's correct. But I feel like most of these kids are on ADHD because of the Viagra sperm.
No, I think maybe, you know that, like, there's a lot of medications in our water supply from people, like, getting rid of it and throwing it away and stuff like that. I think it is maybe from that.
Well, who still drinks tap water?
You cook with it and things happen. I don't know. Some people may still drink it.
I know you don't drink tap water. You're way too bougie.
No, I don't drink tap water. But I think there's so many things in our food and stuff. Look at how many food recalls we had. We couldn't eat lettuce.
Yeah, you know the world's about to end. Oh, speaking of the world about to end, how come, all right, so George Bush died. It's all over TV. I get it. He was the president. People in this country feel attached to him. He had a dope funeral. He had like 6 funerals. That's kind of how I want to go out. Take me to Virginia for a funeral. Take me to VA for a funeral. I mean, take me to New Jersey. Take me to Baltimore. Take me to Charlotte. Take me to a couple places for a few, couple funerals. But did anybody notice in the news that NASA has sent a ship to an asteroid that's due to collide with us in 20 years and hoping to try to figure out how to push it off its course?
No.
See, I don't know how this stuff goes unknown to people.
I feel like I heard something about that, but not recently. And I thought they said it wasn't going to, like, hit us or something.
Nah, see, this is a new one. See, they have different meteors, and they have different, you know, they monitor all these different asteroids, right? So anything that comes within, like, 20, like, light years of us, they kind of got a bead on, and they can kind of figure it out within, you know, a couple years up to, like, 100 years. Just because they're just – all they're doing is they figured out the orbit patterns of everything, and because of supercomputers – they figured out all the orbit patterns of all these things in space, and they're just basically saying, hey, when do the orbit patterns cross? And they're just running all this analytical data, and especially with all these asteroids in the Milky Way. Well, there's some that comes close to us that we can see, but aren't necessarily in the path to hit us. Well, there's one that's, it won't hit us because we'll be dead. But I think in about, I think I originally said 20 years, but I think it's about 120 years.
I was about to say, we're going to be dead in 20 years?
No. I got to find a story.
Oh, I'm not worried about that then.
But there's an asteroid that could hit us, and, like, no one's worried about it.
Well, we have a plan for that.
No, we don't. They're hoping. Oh, I'm sorry. No. Okay, so I'm kind of searching for it now. I'm sorry. 2036. We will be alive. 18 years.
man.
Yeah, it sucks. 18 years. How old? We'll be almost 60, almost ready to retire. So, yeah, we might die in 18 years.
Did they figure out what to do to it?
No, they haven't figured it out. They're setting a space probe to it now to see, because they want to measure the density of it, because they want to knock it into a different orbit, which they said isn't that difficult. But, and then they're bringing 6 pounds of the asteroid back to study it, because they said it might be full of water and all this stuff.
Well, how are they going to bring part of it back?
Man, I don't know that. You ever seen Armageddon with a big-ass drill?
I was about to say, that's what the plan is. Send Ben Affleck and Bruce Willis. I know every word of that movie by heart, by the way.
Didn't they set it off with a nuclear weapon? Like a nuclear bomb?
Yes, once they drilled to a certain depth, and then they blew it in pieces, and then the pieces bypassed Earth.
Do you know how scary it must say to say, yo, we're going to load this nuclear weapon on a rocket and shoot it in space?
They were roughneck drillers. They didn't care. They were ride or die.
Is that Ben Affleck's only, like, really good movie?
No.
What other good Ben Affleck movies?
The Town.
Yeah, The Town's a classic. Town's good.
The fucking accountant.
I haven't seen The Accountant yet, which I'm kind of disappointed.
You need to watch it immediately.
I heard it was
like, I'm not playing. Like, that's, to me, that's up there with, like, John Wick. That's one of the movies I can watch anytime.
I haven't seen John Wick yet either. I heard that was pretty good, too.
Oh, you're killing me. The Accountant, John Wick.
That's because you still go out on dates.
No, I go to the movies with my family.
My family doesn't love me. I don't go out on dates with my family. Man, have you seen The Equalizer with Denzel?
One and two.
Two is out?
Two has been out.
Was it any good?
It wasn't better than the first one.
Okay.
And to me, The Equalizer still isn't better than John Wick or The Accountant.
So I got to check them out. Oh, man. Did you watch a boxing fight this weekend?
No. I heard about it, though. What did you think?
I thought it was good. My biggest problem with boxing, it's so crooked and it's so shady, or unless I just don't know how they score boxing. Because it looked like the dude Fury won the fight easily. Now, he almost got his ass knocked out, don't get me wrong. You know, he almost got put to sleep. But when the fight ended and he's still on his feet, I'd say he lost two rounds. All the other rounds, Fury won. 12 rounds, 10 versus 2, seems like Fury will win. Even if you give Wilder one or two, it's still 4 rounds versus 8. But they call it a split decision, which means they knew in the very beginning it was going to be either a Wilder win or a split decision. They didn't want to lose the belts.
See, I feel like boxing is really, really hard to judge from the TV, because you hear sounds and see things that, like, don't actually land.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot more dramatic than in person. And so sometimes, like, you're not scoring the way, like, a judge or people actually at the fight would score.
Yeah. But then I agree with that. But then when you go to the judge's scorecards, they're watching the same exact fight as we are, and they score it completely different from each other. Like,
well,
why is it that three people who are sitting next to each other who are watching the same thing from the same angle see three totally different things.
I have no explanation for that.
Which is why I never get upset about boxing results. So I just laugh and just say it's crooked. So
I like boxing.
I enjoy watching it. I just never get upset. When it comes to a decision, I never get upset at the result because I think it's all shit.
Yeah, no, me neither. I just wish we had more good fights in this area.
Boxing's picking up. We'll see what happens. It's picking up. There's a lot of good fighters out there.
Yeah.
So, hey, so did we talk about that that white dude who went to that island to convert them people to Christianity and got shot with all them arrows?
Nope.
Have you seen that story?
Yep.
What's your thoughts on it? And I guess my question, okay, my question is, before you tell me your thoughts, let me ask you this. Should the government go get his body from that island?
No, for what?
To bring it back to his family.
No.
So they can bury him.
No.
Why not?
Well, number one, he went there illegally. That's number one. Number two, they're Christians. They don't even believe, like, you know, like, if you're actually a Christian, you don't need the body. You think that he's already with God anyway.
Oh, I guess that's true. I guess that's true. I guess Christians believe in heaven and hell, right?
Yeah, and, like, you believe that to, you know, be absent with the body is to be present with the Lord. So, like, you know, there's no significance in the body or the burial.
Why did Jesus move the rock when he came back?
We talked about that.
Oh, is that where my song came from? Okay, we already had that conversation. So man goes to the island. Okay, so what about the fishermen?
Illegally, didn't speak the language. You know, didn't do everything the way he was supposed to with the government, and they protected themselves. He wasn't even properly vaccinated.
So let me ask you this. People who believe in Christianity question God because of this?
No.
Why not? Because wouldn't you think that, hold on, a man went to go give people the word of you, and they killed him. Why would you let that happen?
I don't even really think that he was going to help and minister them. I think he was going, you know, mostly for himself. Like, I think it was a self thing.
Yeah.
And honestly, all of that, white people or foreign people go to other foreign people to, you know, be a missionary, unless you're helping them with clean drinking water, schools, technology, livestock, and helping them with what they need and making their life better along with giving them the word of God, then you're not doing anything.
True.
And, like, how did he say he was going to go minister to them and he didn't even speak their language?
Well, apparently that wasn't his first time there. He's been there before. And he told his family that he might not be coming back because he was going to try to stay there.
I didn't read that he had been there before, but I read that he absolutely did not speak their language.
Yeah.
So I don't know what kind of sermon you were going to give.
You can communicate without speaking the language. I mean, look at what the Americans did with the natives. I mean, once they showed up over here to steal all that land, they kind of figured out how to communicate with them.
Well, yeah, but that was after they killed most of them off with disease and slavery and taught them
the
white man's language.
Look, this is
and look how that ended up for them.
I didn't say
your reservations are getting smaller and smaller.
No, those reservations got some nice casinos.
Yeah, they do.
Just saying, I had a good time. But yeah, he was wild. You know? I mean, I don't think they should get the body either. I mean, I think you step on their land, if they kill you, then at least they didn't eat you, because they keep saying they're cannibals.
How do we know they didn't eat them?
Because the helicopters that they were shooting arrows at were videotaping them burying the body on the sand.
Okay.
Which is hilarious, because they tried to make contact. They started shooting arrows at them, too. I don't understand how we're still getting thrown off by arrows, though. You'd figure that you just walk in there with, like, a suit of armor, and the arrows would just bounce off, and they would just be like, all right, we lost this one.
I mean, I think that, you know, the government pretty much leaves them alone.
Yeah, they made them, they said it's one of the last, they said they've been around for 3,000 years.
Yeah, but apparently there were 4 people that were taken from the island before to study, an elderly couple and 2 younger ones, and the elderly couple died, and then they released the 2 younger ones back to the island, so I feel like that's why they're so hostile to outsiders.
Did they kill the younger people?
No, they released them back, but this was a long time ago. So they probably,
yeah,
like,
saying,
tell in their history, like, you know, about outsiders not being welcome and doing things to them and stuff.
Oh, nice Christmas tree. No one can sit on the end of that couch, though. What you got down there? You got Maker's Mark. You got a little bit of vodka. You got some Sutter Home. Is that a Bible?
I got some Maker's
Mark
over here.
I know, I'm looking at the picture you sent me.
Oh, at my bar cart.
Yeah. You know I'm observant. So what is that? Is that a Bible in front of the champagne glass?
No, it's like a decorative book.
So it ain't a real book?
Mm-mm.
That's terrible. What is that, a picture of a bunch of, like, cookies on your wall?
Watercolor art.
Watercolor art. It's just blobs.
Yeah, like abstract art.
Did you do that yourself?
No.
You paid for that?
Yeah.
How much you pay?
Like $40.
I could have had Julie do that for you for $5.99.
I do have a painting in my house that I did myself, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You did that like one of them drunk, like wine parties?
No, I wanted a picture, a painting from the store called Z Gallery to match my bedroom, which is purple, but it was like $400, so I just made one.
Mm. Okay. Not bad. Nice Christmas tree. Very festive.
How about Maker's Mark?
Yeah, I've been drinking whiskey before you were born. Get out of here. You know me better than that. Hey, do you have a problem with Kevin Hart having a Cowboys and Indians party?
No.
Damn, I don't have it either. I don't know why so much trouble. I don't know why people.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I get, like, if you're Native American, like, you know, that's basically kind of like having, like, a slave and slave owners or Negroes and whites party. But, like, I wasn't personally offended. I didn't really care.
But if you're not making the Indians look bad or the Natives look bad, it's just there used to be cowboys and there used to be Indians, who we should stop referring to as Indians. It should start just being referred to as Native Americans. But if you're not making them look bad, I don't understand how it's offensive.
So would you be okay with, like, a
Negroes
and white party if you didn't make the Negroes look bad?
I have a Negro and white party at my house every Sunday for football.
Is that what you guys call it? Do y'all wear costumes?
I mean, we wear jerseys. Is that considered a costume?
Well, if it's an Eagles one, then yes.
Okay, Redskin fan. Ho, where are you at with the niggas in the white spot?
You still what?
What's good, B? How you hold up, man?
I'm good, man. Just got home from practice.
Oh, yeah? What's the December weather out? What's it look like out west?
It's like 60 and rainy today.
60 degrees? Jeez, man, I would pay for 60.
Yeah, dude.
Well, you got rain. You live in the desert. How's it raining out there, yo?
Hell, because we get rain, man.
Huh? I don't believe it. Your river's drying up.
Wait, see,
you got the kids with you? How deep can we go into a discussion tonight? Because I don't want your kids to get upset. Here, Uncle Beach. You good?
They're upset right now, yeah.
All right, so let me get your opinion, and then Shannon, I'll get your opinion on this. Did you see the Kareem Hunt video?
His apology, quote unquote?
No, did you see the video of him pushing the girl?
Oh yeah, yeah.
When you first saw the video, what was your thought?
I mean, I feel like the dude's got to be able to control himself out there. Like, it looked like there was places to go to not keep coming back out and dealing with that girl. But I'm also mad with his crew. Like, I would be hot with y'all if y'all kept letting her come back around me. Like, either remove me or remove her out of the situation. But, I mean, once you put your hands on her, once, you already know what's going to happen.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Before I jump to you, Shannon, just give me one quick second. So when the video says Kareem Hunt beats woman and kicks woman, did you see him beat her? Huh?
No, I didn't see that headline either, though.
Did you say hold on?
Nah, I said I didn't see that headline either.
Okay, so in the video, do you think he beat her?
Nah, he didn't beat her. He pushed her, and then he – I hate to say kick, because if I say I kick somebody, like you think – I'm thinking Timbos and somebody getting, like, blood end up on the Timbos. Like, I don't know what he did, yo.
Okay, Shannon, did you see
the video?
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was crazy. PG, did you see the Kareem Hunt video?
I didn't see the video. I heard and read about it.
So what did you read? So what's in your mind if you haven't seen the video?
So first I heard that, like, he had some kind of altercation with a girl where he hit her and he kicked her and he kicked her like he had done it before. Then I heard that she, like, antagonized him with racial slurs and things like that.
Yeah, you got to use the black card if you're facing getting fired from your job. If there's any time to use the black card, I ain't mad at him for using the black card. Because if I was faced with losing millions of dollars, I'd try to use it one time. But we don't know that because we didn't hear videos. So we don't know if she really did it or not. But, okay. So, Hove, do you think he should have been cut by the Chiefs from that video?
I think yes, but not fully because of the video. But because he didn't even tell them the truth about what happened. Because they knew what happened. It happened in February. They knew that there was an altercation, but his story didn't match that video at all, apparently.
So what did he say happened?
Like, he said he didn't touch her. Is what they said. There's no...
How was that an altercation, then?
Well, that's what he told them in February.
Yeah,
but when you watch the video, I mean, he definitely touched her. Because he wasn't suspended at all in February.
Yeah. See, okay, so I just want to give you, because I hate talking about this stuff because, you know, I'm all for women's lib and all for women, and I don't even raise my voice at my wife, let alone raise a hand. And I'm always against men hitting women because I just think men are just naturally stronger. We should just we should be able to just walk away. But if you're telling me that a person should lose their job, okay, it's a complicated issue, right? So does he have a history of this? I don't know. If the answer is no, and this is the first time this happened, I don't think he should have been cut. If the headline was video of Kareem Hunt beat a woman, and then the video come out, you see it's like, oh, he didn't really beat her. He pushed her a couple of times, which is wild, and, you know, which is still much, because he had the opportunity, like you said, Hope, he had the opportunity to just go back into his room and shut the door and leave the girl outside screaming and kicking on the door, because she was wilding too. So you messed up there, but it's not like he knocked her out. Like, I hate to say, like, comparing it to the Ray Rice incident, but it's not like he balled up his fists and tried to put her to sleep. Like, it looked like just a drunk, like, pushing thing. And then they say, okay, he kicked her, though. Like, okay, letter of the law, yes, he did kick her. But if he saw the kick, like, he didn't even put any force into it. Like, I've seen people get kicked. Like, I've seen people get punted. Hammerjacks, what was it, 2001? When Weezy punted that kid in the face? Like,
yeah,
that deserved, like, criminal time, because that kid could have died. Like, this was just like a little, like, movement of his foot on her butt to where she fell. So, granted, should he be punished for it? Absolutely. You shouldn't be pushing women in the hallway. You shouldn't even be putting your foot on a woman. I get it. But should he lose his job and never play football again? I guess my question is, so every man that hits a woman, should they lose their job in, like, regular life too? Like, if you're a lawyer and you had a problem and you pushed a woman, should you not be able to be a lawyer anymore? Like, I don't understand why people put athletes on such a pedestal that when they do something immoral, they shouldn't be able to work again.
I mean, if you're a lawyer and you get charged with assault, you're losing your you know, probably getting removed from the bar. If you're a police officer.
If you're charged with something, I don't think he was charged with anything. But that's my whole problem. Like, the police said, yo, we're arresting you, and the job was like, yo, you got arrested. We're done with you. I get it. But if the police came through and nobody got arrested for anything and no charges got filed for anything and he still loses his job, I think that's kind of, I don't want to say foul because he was in the wrong, but I just think it's kind of wild.
I think the NFL is still struggling to get domestic violence right. I mean, like, think about it. A lot of these players are paid. So you're saying if he gets charged, so what if they start paying these women not the press charges?
Well, then that's on the women. And you got to accept the fact that if you don't want to press charges and you want to accept the payout, that's the yin and the yang. That's the American way.
I think it sets a poor example for young boys and for
what?
Other players. I think it says that the NFL is okay with domestic violence and allows it. And also, as you know, I'm kind of done with the NFL, and I just think that there's other players that are not playing for less.
That's a whole different discussion. I agree. If we're going to talk about the Kaepernick situation and collusion, like, I hope that he wins the arbitration against the NFL. But that's a whole different story. And I'm just saying, in general, if a police isn't arresting a man for any criminal act, and there's no criminal act that's filed, why should he lose his job? How is that setting a bad example for kids when in other industries, if you do something and there's a settlement out of court, or you settle for a misdemeanor and it's not on your record, like, no one stops you from working.
Well, if a viral video goes around of me doing something and everyone calls to attention that I work for the company that I work for, I'm probably getting fired.
Yeah, that's happened a lot lately, so I have to give you that. But
yeah, I mean, I think that's two different conversations too, though. Like, if there's a video of him doing it, I think he deserves to be suspended. I don't think he deserves to be banned from the league. But there has to be a penalty involved for what he did. But truth be told,
of domestic violence or violence against a woman do you think does warrant being banned from the league?
Go ahead, Hov.
I don't know that. Here's my thing. So you want him banned from the league. Do you want him to never be able to work again? Or do you just think this job shouldn't? Like, I don't think he should be banned from the league for a mistake. Like, I don't think with anything that it's an automatic you're banned, because why are you banned? Unless you're saying he should never work again.
So you just think, so you think he should just get a suspension? Or he should be released, and then whatever team is willing to pick him up, picks him up?
I mean, I can't say. Each owner has the choice of whether they want to release him or just allow the league to suspend him. And you know, I think that's up to each individual owner and what they do, but he should pay a price and a penalty for it. But I don't think he should have a lifetime ban from the NFL because of an altercation in the hallway. Because, I mean, at what level does that young woman get charged with assault? Because she put her hands on him first.
She might get fired from her job, too, if he knows where she works.
Nobody's calling for her to lose her job or to get in any kind of trouble. And if we're setting a bad example, we're saying it's okay for a woman to put her hands on a man, but the man can't retaliate in any way. Like, that's
hashtag
a bad example.
Me too. Hashtag me too.
I don't know. I think the NFL consistently gets it wrong when it comes to domestic violence. And I think that...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They get it wrong because there shouldn't be in the domestic violence industry. They're not... You can't control what your workers do. Let the police handle it. Let the individuals handle it. If she calls the police and gets him arrested and they want to suspend him because he's arrested, cool. If she don't call the police, then they shouldn't get involved. No job gets involved in people's relationships. My job doesn't know what goes on in my house. But if I get arrested and they find out, they got every reason to fire me. But if something happens in my house, but none of us get charged with anything, and I ain't got to put, have you ever been arrested on my resume, then it doesn't count against me.
So if there was a video of you beating your wife in a sweatshirt from where you work, you don't think that would affect your job?
If I was in a sweatshirt from where I work, yeah, because I'm putting their logo on it. But
and so you don't think he represents the brand of the team that he played for or the league? So what is it that you guys think? So is there anything that you guys think, like not even domestic violence, just anything that you guys think equals being banned from the league?
No. Yeah, I guess murder. But now we're going back to being arrested. If he's arrested, then if the league wants to ban him, I have no problem with it. Because if you saying, hey, my job doesn't employ criminals, and he gets arrested and you ban him, I have no problem with it.
Arrested or convicted?
I would say convicted, because you can get arrested for anything and not be convicted.
Right.
And there's a whole other podcast on NPR about how the court system works, and even being convicted sounds a little sketchy to me, you know. But anybody can call to get somebody arrested for assault, and it has to be proven. You know, you could be acquitted of it, and it never hits
right.
The record.
Right.
But I don't think anything should ban you from a league besides, you know, being convicted of something. Because I just don't think they're in the law business. You're just not in. You can set your standards. Don't get arrested. Don't get convicted. You get convicted for a DUI, and, you know, we don't have criminals in the league, and you're out, I'm good with it.
But they do. Vic plays. He was convicted. Or played.
And I think Vic did way worse than what this kid did. What you think, Hov? You think Vic's crimes was worse than what this kid did?
Yeah. Vic's,
well, wait a minute. What was Vic convicted of?
Murdering dogs.
Hold on.
It was happening on his property, but he didn't actually do it, right?
Nah, he admitted to drowning and electrocuting dogs that weren't performing.
Okay. So, like, he's an example of somebody who was convicted and then played, right? So, like, if you're convicted and you care about whatever sentence or punishment they give you after that, do you think you should be able to play?
Yeah, I mean, Hov, I'll let you answer this, but just real quick, my aside. Once you pay your debt to society, your debt's paid. Like, I'm an accountant, so if your debt is paid, then you should have a clean slate. I don't know why people even have to check the box. But, Hov, I'll let you answer. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree.
I missed the question. Say it again.
Go ahead, Shannon. PG.
Okay. I was just saying, like, you know, he was talking about having no criminals in the league, and I was just saying, you know, I feel like if you get convicted of something and you complete whatever sentence the justice system gives you, I'm okay with you going back to play.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. Once you pay your time and you've done whatever society has decided is of your crime, then, yeah, like, you should be allowed to come back. And but, I mean, I think you also need to be at that point on a zero tolerance. Like, you can't have any more run-ins, or, yeah, it's probably time for you to do something different with your life.
So you think that would be a ban, but not just his first strike with Lady?
I mean, I think what Gunn said is very valid. Like, the video clearly shows a level of assault, and if the court of law isn't punishing him, but there's a video, I think there's enough evidence to suspend him, but I don't believe after he's suspended he should be allowed to play unless he ends up getting prosecuted at some level for, I guess it would be assault because it's not domestic violence. I think it's a slippery slope when the NFL starts playing the judge, jury, and executioner.
When they're not in that business. Like, it'd be one thing if they were in the law business. Like, they're in the business of football.
I think
they're
a shit organization, and I think people like football too much than other things and place it as a priority over a lot of other things.
Like what? You like romantic comedies.
Like women.
I can tell you that the way football players act, women definitely are more important than football. There's
no.
Way too many kids out here and not enough football teams. People definitely enjoy women more than football. But y'all women be holding out. Look, you're holding out on your boo-boo.
That is not. I'm single and evaluating all of my options.
Oh man! So have y'all heard the story? Have y'all heard about Neil deGrasse Tyson?
What did he do?
Nah, I haven't heard.
Four women accused him of being creepy. Well, one woman accused him of sexual assault. She said she doesn't remember it, but she was drunk.
I believe it. All of the nerds are always the biggest perverts.
Well, okay, so then, but one woman accused him of sexual assault because she said the way she shook his hand, he said he could feel her soul. So she said that was sexual
assault. I mean, that's
assault.
Creepy, but that's not sexual assault.
That's what she called it. Another woman has a tattoo of a solar system going up her arm. And he was one of the people who got Pluto to go from a planet to just an asteroid. So he was like, where's Pluto? It was like under the armband of her shirt. So he like lifted up the shirt, searching for Pluto. And she said that was creeped her out.
I mean, again, it's creepy, but he probably genuinely was interested in Pluto.
He had a cowboy hat on when he was when the picture was taken, so I think he was definitely creeping.
Yes, nerds are always the biggest perverts, but no, I hadn't heard that.
It's rough. Yeah, his explanation was dope though. Like that's the one thing about these real smart nerds. He put a post on his Facebook, and he detailed every single incident and every single thing. The only incident was when he was working on set with a girl, and he invited her up to his room for wine and cheese, which got to be the move, though. I guess that's a smart move. Like, you know you're dealing with a creep when a dude says, yo, come to my spot for some wine and cheese. No dude says that.
You can think it's just a classy date.
No, this was after a night of being out. You don't say, yo, come up to my crib. If a dude has wine and cheese in his house, and it's not like American cheese, he's probably a little rapey.
What?
You know, what dude you know has a cheese tray in his house? Hove, you ever had a cheese tray in your house?
My wife might have bought one before, but...
No, not your wife. You. There's a totally different dynamic. X chromosomes coming to play. I'm talking about, have you ever been out and said, you know what? Let me get a nice cheese tray.
I haven't, but I'm sure... I mean, people eat wine and cheese, yo, but I usually drink Jack, so...
Oh, God.
I just can't. I can't say nobody has wine trays, but nobody I know has cheese trays in their house. So I can say that.
No heterosexual non-rapey man. I'm saying if you meet a man with a cheese tray, wine I get. Some people like wine is good for you, but a man who just randomly meets a woman and says, "Yo, come up to my apartment for some wine and cheese," is probably trying to Bill Cosby. Probably just what's going to happen. So just be careful out there, ladies. Just a public service announcement.
I'll make a note of that. Yeah.
I don't want you getting caught out there in the streets, PG. You got a sketchy past.
I know. I'll make a note of that. One thing to check for. Does he have any secret kids, and does he have a cheese tray?
Secret kids? Ain't nothing wrong with secret kids, yo. As long as it doesn't affect your relationship, there's nothing wrong with having secret kids.
How do you have a whole secret kid?
Yo,
what part of honesty and integrity is that?
Well, at what part of the relationship do you have to be honest and have integrity?
I feel like after 2 years, you shouldn't have any secret kids.
Yeah, 2 years is a long time not to tell somebody you had kids. Well, did you know he had kids?
2 years not to talk about a kid?
Yeah.
Now, did he know it was his kids?
Yeah. First he tried to lie and say he didn't, but my friend has sent me receipts of family pictures with him, the girl, and the baby.
What?
That's not.
So he was a deadbeat? Man.
Yeah.
Nah, he was in family pictures, yo. He ain't no deadbeat.
Yo,
I don't know.
It's
hard to
picture.
Figure it out with a liar.
I mean, but
he
could have been
pictures,
a family picture.
He got a wife and a girlfriend on the side.
Yo, Derrick Henry might put up 100 points in fantasy today.
Is that the game that's on now?
Yeah, you don't. I can't believe you don't watch football no more. It's crazy. But yeah, the Titans and the Jags are playing.
I told you the NFL is a shit organization.
It's not a shit organization.
Don't you work for Wells Fargo, yeah?
Yes, I do.
No, let's not put any personal stuff out here.
And they do a lot of community service and make mistakes and try to correct them.
A lot of mistakes, so.
Yeah, let's keep it. Let's keep everybody job safe. Hey,
you're a big organization. It happens.
Hey, ho.
Yeah, I'm a star.
Hey, ho.
Yeah.
PG's birthday is in 11 days, right? You know what I found out tonight?
What?
Her father still pays her cell phone bill.
So how you? Why?
Family plan.
You need to be dropped, Jay.
Oh, man.
It's time for you to save some money.
Family plan.
Yeah, you probably cost that man about 70. What, you got Verizon?
Yes.
You costing that man like $80 a month.
Probably more.
Like,
got a good old iPhone 10. And it gets billed monthly.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you'd have an iPhone like 3.
That's crazy.
My sister got a new iPhone, an Apple Watch on it.
You ever seen those Progressive commercials, y'all?
Nah.
Until you stop being on your parents' plan, y'all.
Nah, I ain't seen that. I feel bad for my son, because once he wants a phone, he's going to have to pay for it himself.
Yeah, I need daughters.
Well, no, I don't.
Don't wish that on us.
I think
you're taking
the
food
with that, good enough.
What'd you say, ho?
I think you'll change your tune about him having to pay for a phone himself.
Yeah, I feel like he's got to pay for a phone himself. Yeah. We had to pay for a phone ourselves.
We did, but we lived in a different time.
I paid for a phone myself for most of my life. I just, once I found out my sister was on a family plan too, I wanted to get in on it. And I was giving her money, and then I just stopped.
So you should start chipping in again, yo.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah.
For what?
Hold on. You was giving him money, and then you just stopped. Did you tell
mm-hmm.
him you were stopping, or did you just stop?
No,
like,
and
out?
Actually, like, sometimes, like, we're talking, and he talks about, like, you know, how much money he makes or, like, what he's doing, like, with something financially, and I tell him that's exactly why I'm not giving you any money for my phone bill.
That's
what?
Not a reason.
You're basing it off what that man earns?
Yep.
And she's a financial person.
You feel like you deserve for him to
give you money?
Oh,
in all honesty, like, if he actually cared or wanted me to give him money, I absolutely would and can.
But he's your father. That he's never going to say that. You should do that because you love him.
My dad likes to do stuff like that.
Yeah, I wish your dad was. I
feel like if you had girls, like, you would understand.
I don't believe so.
Can I get your dad on the show?
No, because I feel like you're going to mess up a good thing I got going on here.
And on that note, we're going to close up, man. Oh, man. PG, you are hilarious. Oh, thanks for calling in, man. You got to call in earlier. We had a good conversation about a lot of stuff, man. You got to get in earlier, man. I know you're on the West Coast, but.
Yeah,
we
got
to try to get in.
Big corner.
All right, man, that's real. Got to get ready for the big game, man. Got to get ready for the big game. So, Hove, anything you want to say before I let you go, man?
Nah, I think we good, B. All
right, my brother. Appreciate you always for calling in, man. I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
PG, great conversation tonight, yo. I'm going to call your father.
Nope.
Don't
be messing up what we got going on.
Anything you want to say to the people before I sign y'all?
Nope.
All right, then, young lady. I will. I'm pretty sure I'll text you throughout the week, but I'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Hi. All right, Shelby. Oh man, folks, what a good episode. So much different conversations. So good talking to real people with all types of different, you know, thoughts on life and experiences, and especially getting ready for Christmas time. A lot of stuff to be thankful for, a lot of tradition, a lot of holidays, man. We're gonna get PG to watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. We're gonna sit down with her. I'm gonna put her on Skype with the family when my son watches it, so she can get in and laugh. We're gonna get her pops on the podcast. It's a lot of good conversation. But we always appreciate PG for joining us and hollering at us. And I appreciate all the listeners. Sorry, there's a lot of people I couldn't get to tonight. Trying to not keep so many people on the line just because, you know, we start talking over each other and all that stuff. So I'm trying to always get in one individual ad to me and PG every single week to get another viewpoint. But if something's you ever major you want to talk about, hit me up on Twitter at BeastBoomGun. Hit me up on Facebook, on all the Instagram, same thing. If there's anything major you want to talk about, we can have a quick discussion. I'll make sure you get through the line before everybody else, and we can have a good time, man. So thanks again for joining us as always, man. We're going to talk to y'all next week, same time, same place. Y'all have a good night, man. The Off-Ramp. Holla at us.